This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. Mr. Modi will participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will undertake an aerial survey of Dholera. In the afternoon, he will chair a review meeting and visit the National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,800 crore rupees. He will inaugurate the Mumbai International Cruise Terminal at Indira Dock. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. During a media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal responded to a question about recent videos from terror groups in Pakistan. He said such incidents highlight the issue even more clearly. He added that every country must take a stand against cross-border terrorism and all forms of terrorism.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism. In each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else, you see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
Ministry of External Affairs has strongly cautioned all Indian citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in connivance with criminal gangs. The ministry advised Indian citizens not to fall prey to such offers. India has voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution that allows Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to address its upcoming high-level session through video. It comes after the US denied visas to Palestinian officials, preventing their participation in person. The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution titled Participation by the State of Palestine during its 80th session, with 145 nations voting in favor, 5 against and 6 abstentions. The US and Israel opposed the measure, while India was among those supporting it. The resolution expressed regret over the US decision to deny visas to and revoke visas of Palestinian representatives, which effectively barred them from participating in the UN meetings. India has said that its election as a member of Interpol Asian Committee underscores the country's commitment for regional cooperation to address common challenges like drug trafficking, cybercrime, terrorism and human trafficking. The election took place through a multi-stage voting process, marking an important milestone in India's engagement with international law enforcement agencies. Estonia has said Russia violated its airspace with the incursion of 3 supersonic fighter jets. Foreign Minister Margus Sakna has said that 3 MiG-31s entered Estonian airspace over the Gulf of Finland in the north for a total of 12 minutes yesterday. The foreign minister added that he had summoned the charge d'affaires at the Russian embassy over the violation. Estonia's foreign ministry has condemned the incursion, calling it brazen. Estonian Prime Minister Kristen Michal later requested urgent NATO Article 4 consultations on the incursion. Under Article 4 of the NATO Treaty, any member can convene urgent talks if they believe their territorial integrity, political independence or security are at risk. A NATO spokesperson said the military alliance responded immediately and intercepted the Russian aircraft. Russia has denied violating Estonian airspace. And in cricket, India defeated Oman by 21 runs in the final Group A match of the Asia 20 Cup 2025 in Abu Dhabi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.